Okay, Professor. I guess the first question I want to know is, why did you guys decide to go for Most Wanted? Because I played Hot Pursuit that you guys put out a few years ago. I loved Hot Pursuit, and I was hoping coming to this that you guys would be making another racing sequel to Hot Pursuit. So why did you guys go this way?
We're always looking to do something which we feel is right for the time. So we look through the Need for Speed back catalogue, which is a big back catalogue. And the one that stood out is probably it is the biggest selling franchise so far, is Most Wanted. And we felt that the premise of trying to become Most Wanted really fitted with what we're trying to do. So trying to become number one on the Most Wanted list with your friends really sort of fitted with what we're trying to do with social gaming in our driving games.
Now, Hot Pursuit was an open world, but all the racetracks were very linear. Everything I'm hearing about Most Wanted is now you guys are just putting us in a city, here's a race, go. Am I getting this correct, Professor?
Yeah, so we've had to really embrace the idea of an open world. Once again, if you look back to the original Most Wanted in 2005, you know, it was a great open world driving game. It had the racing, it had the epic cop chases, but it also had this exploration gameplay, and we've really pushed. So you leave the road, you can discover some amazing jumps. You can be jumping through buildings, driving up onto their roofs, jumping off of them. We have a number of collectibles that are strewn throughout the world, from billboards, the jumps and the speed cameras, and some other cool things I'm not going to talk about at this moment.
I expect you have your secrets, because people who may not know, who may be at home and they're getting all the information through us and other media outlets who are covering E3, can't see among all the consoles and all the key that has the high scores in the game, and your face is at the top, and it has a score of like 54 seconds, something like that. Now, I consider myself a pretty decent racer. I played a couple of drive games in my time. I was about 10 seconds behind your best time the few times I was able to try. So I'm imagining, yes, that you're right, that there must be some secret area you have that you were able to access that I didn't get.
No, you know what? I'm responsible for choosing the cars, and I was responsible for the handling system, and I'm also responsible for building the levels, and I play it day in, day out. I'm well known in the office for being the guy to try and beat on the leaderboards, and most people fail. So don't feel too bad about it. If you got within 10 seconds of my time on that route, you would have earned yourself a t-shirt today. If you could do that today, we're giving away prizes, so well done.
Well, thank you. I feel a little better. I guess that'd be my next question, because I was wondering how you got that, and perhaps you got that by going on different routes. Now, every race seems to have a check mark. I got to hit all those check marks in order to win the race?
Yeah, I didn't. I followed exactly the same route you did. What I did, I managed to maintain my speed through the corners. I knew how to use my nitrous, and I tried to avoid any impacts which would slow me down. It's surprising how, if you get any one of those two things wrong, those seconds start to bleed off.
You guys came back into the Need for Speed franchise a couple of years ago, like we talked about Hot Pursuit. You guys made the Need for Speed franchise relevant again. How did you take that the foundation of that game, and how did you build on top of it to make this game?
I think you have to break it down and look at every single area of it. We were really pleased with how Autolog went down, so we wanted to improve on that. So, you know, we're comparing everything now that you and your friends do. With the open world, you're right, in the Hot Pursuit, it's very much long linear road. So there's an opportunity to improve and build a world which would have gameplay on and off the road. The cars, we've looked into how they're being lit. So now they sit in the world, they're being lit exactly the same way as the world. And they sit in that world, whether you're in a sunny day or you're down a shadowy alley. The handling, we looked at that. You know, we looked at absolutely everything. This time the handling, the weight of the cars is represented in the suspension much more than Hot Pursuit. So we're very much doing what we think is right for the moment. So we know we've built driving games many, many times. We know what works, and we know what we're trying to do. And we'll try and improve every area if we think it's necessary.
And I guess the question I really wanted to ask next was, you guys had a very distinct sort of racing style, at least a set of mechanics that controlled the cars and how they reacted on the road. It was fun. I would never have called it realistic, but that didn't mean it wasn't fun. This time, you guys are going, it seems, for a lot more realistic, almost to the point of I'm not trying to call it simulation. It seems to be a little bit more arcade, but you can see that you're trying to reach maybe a balance between those two. You know, where is that balance, and why did you go that way when everyone reacted so well to the last game?
So again, it's us being critical of what we have in the game. We listened to what people said about Hot Pursuit, and a lot of response was they couldn't tell the difference between the cars, which is something we've really tried to get in there. So although we were aware of the differences, they didn't come out. So this time, now that we've got a variety of cars from, you know, the lightweight track cars, the muscle sports super and SUVs, it was really important that we were able to show the differences between them. So we looked at the suspension of our cars. It's a great way of showing the weight as the cars go around the corner. You see the movement, the landing from the jumps. It's all important that you get that movement of weight just right. But we also looked at the tyres and how they would react on different surfaces. So we've developed that even further as well and made it a lot easier to enter. You know, we have a trademark of having drift in the game, but you always had to press a button to enter it. You had to brake at the right point and turn in. Now, especially with surfaces, you can enter drift in a very natural way. You won't have to, you know, engineer the entry. If you're driving along and you're forceful, you throw the car around, it'll naturally enter drift. So I think those things make it feel more like a sim, but it's got that Criterion arcadey feel that sort of helps you to drive the cars the way you want to.